Hello and welcome to The Two Dyspraxics. I'm Barbara Neal.
And I'm Matthew Munson.
So today we thought we'd talk about sunflower lanyards. So how much do you know about a sunflower lanyard?
I've got to be honest, not much. I've seen them around, and when we decided to do this, I had to actually Google it, so I had the vaguest idea about what I was going to talk about. So I don't know much.
Right, well, I've actually got one. I decided to get one because I'd never heard of it until, how many years ago? About 3 or 4 years ago, when I gave a talk in London about dyspraxia, actually, and it was about for the ambulance service, and they were talking about hidden disabilities in general. And one of the other speakers said, just mentioned the sunflower lanyard, and I'd never heard of these. So I asked him, during the Q&A, I asked, could you please tell us a bit more about the sunflower lanyards? Because I don't know what they're for, I've never heard of them before. And it's to let people know, if you like, that you have a hidden disability, because I think it's interesting where, particularly as far as dyspraxia is concerned, and especially in my experience, although it's probably not the same for everyone, in that I've spent the best part of my life trying to hide it, but there are certain times when the fact that it's hidden is actually a massive disadvantage.
Yeah.
So I completely get the idea behind the sunflower lanyards.
Well, because, it's really interesting because it's never occurred to me, I'm learning through this podcast that we are currently recording, it's genuinely never occurred to me that I might be eligible for one as a dyspraxic person, because I'm just so used to having to get on and do it because dyspraxia is hidden, that you just kind of deal with it. And I, on reflection, looking back, I think I must have seen people with sunflower lanyards before the pandemic, but I think it must, obviously, it became more visible, the sunflower lanyard, during the pandemic. I think more people were looking to get one because of maybe concerns about masks, or just a concern about, being recognised for having something that people couldn't see. I'm just looking at a website, actually. I've just picked one at random. I didn't realise the amount of things that you could get it for. And I'm on this website, it actually mentions dyspraxia.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Well, I think, you're probably like me, because we've spent our whole lives, just cracking on with it anyway, that I still have to think, now, does this apply to me? Yeah, am I eligible for this? Because it's so unusual to find something that dyspraxia kind of fits into. But it is a hidden disability, whether we like it or not. That's what it is. As long as we are disabled, albeit by the social model of disability, we're affected by the social model of disability, which means that there's nothing wrong with us per se. It's just that the world has been set up in a way that doesn't come naturally to dyspraxic people.
Absolutely.
So that means that we have a hidden disability. So, yes, of course, we're eligible for them. And I wasn't really sure initially what the practical use of it would be for me. And then it became very, very obvious what the practical use was, because I thought, well, I'll get one anyway, and I'll just try it out, see what happens, basically.
Certainly, obviously, kind of on a general level, did you find that it helped during the pandemic in particular, or has it been consistently helpful or not helpful kind of from the moment you got it pre-pandemic?
Well, I'm selective. I suppose I kind of use it sparingly, if you like, because of the nature of a hidden disability, you don't always want to advertise the fact, or I don't always want to advertise it, but sometimes it's useful. So has it been useful, particularly during the pandemic? Not especially. I mean, it has been useful in general terms, but because I just use it sometimes, I don't use it all the time. It just depends on circumstances. Mm. One thing I did find on a practical level is that there's a local shop I won't say which one it is, but it's not the one I work for. It's not that one. There's another one. And I've been in there a few times, and there's a particular person behind the counter who always seemed to, I always felt rushed, because I don't know if you're the same as me, but supermarket checkouts, they've always been an issue for me, because I can't sort of handle everything quickly enough. You know, I feel rushed to get through them. I'm sure that's not just a dyspraxia thing, but if you have dyspraxia, it doesn't help. And if you're being rushed as well. So I went to this particular store, and I had my sunflower lanyard on, because there was one particular person who, you know, I felt rushed every single time I went in there. So I put the sunflower lanyard on, and it was amazing. You know, she said, would you like any help with that? You know, can I? And I thought, wow, yeah, this is different.
What, blimey.
Same person. So because this particular store had been training their staff to recognise and respond accordingly if they saw someone wearing a sunflower lanyard. And well, the first thing actually when I decided to get one was, where do I get one from? And there are various stores and supermarkets where you can go and pick one up. And I know Tesco do them, but they had the Tesco logo on them, and I didn't really want that. So Sainsbury's at that time did them without a logo. So, yeah, I'll get one from Sainsbury's. But you can also go onto the website that you've obviously found, and there
well,
are...
I've just seen there's actually the Hidden Disabilities website, which is, this is another one, but it's probably one that you're thinking of. But it's got the sunflower logo on it. It's hiddendisabilitiesstore.com. Yeah. And it must be like the official one website for the lanyard. I think you can that's interesting. So you can actually search your, like, you can put your postcode in, and put a radius of how far and wide you want to search for it, and then it actually tells you places where they provide the lanyard.
Which is really useful. You can get different, you know, the lanyard itself has like a plastic wallet thing. So the lanyard is the ribbony bit, as far as I'm concerned, and then you have the plastic bit that has the card inside it. You can get those, you know, as you say, you can get them for all sorts of hidden disabilities, and dyspraxia is one of them. I think you can get them. Mine actually says hidden disability, so it's fairly general. Can you get one that says that actually has dyspraxia printed on it, or is that just a list of the conditions that you can use it for? Do you know?
I'm just having a look. So you said, lanyards and sunflower cards. It's got one which is just, like you said, hidden disabilities. And then there's got one which has hidden disabilities and face covering exempt, which I suppose some people. Actually, I've just seen one, which is I have ADHD.
Oh, right.
I have Alzheimer's, I have anxiety, I am autistic. I've got to go into a new page, sorry, just to see that. They've got aphasia, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I have dementia, diabetes, epilepsy, fibromyalgia. Oh, interesting, it doesn't seem to have one for dyspraxia. It's in alphabetical order, and it goes straight from diabetes and dementia to EDS.
Right. Well, to be honest with you, I think that's a good thing, because I know we've had conversations along these lines in the past where we don't need a card that tells people I am dyspraxic, because we can tell them.
We've got a voice.
Yes, exactly. But, I mean, I completely get if somebody has dementia, for example, or diabetes for that matter, because if they have, if they need some medical attention, then I suppose that could count for any of us. But that's something where they may not be able to express themselves properly. Diabetes, if they should go into a hypo or something like that, you know, and do you know what I mean? So it's...
Yeah. I mean, there was one which was... I'm non-verbal, which again is useful. You know, if the person's deaf or or has, like, I don't know, I think you can be like mute, can't you, or select you're mute or something. I suppose again, if you're that, if you've got mutism or you're deaf, well, yeah, having one which says I am deaf, I am mute, yeah, probably makes sense, because you can't, as you say, you can't physically speak up in the same, yeah, way. Maybe. But yeah, I mean, people like you and me, yes, we're dyspraxic, but yes, we are perfectly capable of using our voices.
Yeah, exactly. But so it can be used in that way then, to give people a voice, but it can also be used in the way I've used it, which is, do you need extra help? You know, yes, please. Could you just give? And I've put, you can write on the back, you know, any extra help that you would like. So, mind you, I don't need to do this, but extra time at checkouts is really one of the most practical ways I can use mine. Because I just need a bit of time and patience. I know people, they're trained in supermarkets to get people through the checkouts as quickly as possible, but that doesn't, you know, that just...
But again, that goes back to being the one-size-fits-all society, which one-size does not fit all.
Exactly.
And I think that's the thing as well, isn't it? It's certainly for me, I became probably properly aware of the sunflower lanyards during the pandemic. And I think it helped me be respectful of the fact that if somebody, I don't know, maybe wasn't wearing their mask properly or didn't have a mask on, and, you know, I mean, okay, I didn't understand why. It's none of my business. I didn't have to understand why, because it's their reason, not mine. But if I saw that they'd got a lanyard on and their mask was wrongly fitting, maybe they got dementia, for example, or they hadn't got one on because they'd got a breathing difficulty or whatever, I'm using this just as an example. It was a visual aid to me to go, all right, okay, there's something hidden. I mean, I should be empathetic about this because I have a hidden disability in a different way, but it was a quick visual guide to me to go, right, yep, got it, there's something going on there that's none of my business, but something's going on, fine, okay, I don't need to know anymore, but there's a reason why that is happening. And I guess, like, yeah, I think that's probably what you and I and dyspraxic people in general look for, is that little bit of understanding.
Yes.
You know, we don't necessarily need society to dramatically overhaul, some things would be nice, but not every single thing. But sometimes a little empathy can go a long way. And rather than having to say every time you've got a problem, look, I've got dyspraxia, if someone can have if someone's got a visual clue,
yes,
that people pick up on, and at a checkout, for example, they're a bit more empathetic and a bit more nuanced in their customer service, for example, that can only be a good thing.
Definitely. I mean, in an ideal world, it would be good if we tolerated each other better anyway, but yes, we don't. It's that's a fact of life. So I think it is very helpful to just have that sunflower lanyard and then know that you're going to get just a bit of extra space or understanding, without prying as to why you need it. You know, that's so I think it's perfect in that respect for us. It's ideal, because you don't have to, I don't have to explain, well, I'm dyspraxic and I have problems. You know, if I'm wearing my lanyard, then it's still kind of saying to people, it's not actually any of your business what my condition is, but I have one and could do with a bit of extra understanding or time or...
I think especially in the climate we're in, where we don't have, where people aren't always, and this isn't a blanket thing to everyone, it's not, but some people aren't naturally empathetic to another person without a visual clue.
Yes.
Well, this is a visual clue to people that don't have a visual clue. are dyspraxic or epileptic or have dementia or whatever. We shouldn't, as you say, we shouldn't need it, but we do because of, unfortunately, some parts of the society we live in.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It never occurred to me in the last... It's never occurred to me to think about getting one, but maybe I will, for that occasion where it might be useful.
Yeah, exactly. I tend to carry mine around with me, together with my hand sanitizer, which we've talked about before. So I do tend to carry the lanyard around with me, and then if it feels, I think I could do with having the lanyard on, you know, this is, I'm going to get into a situation that could be difficult, or I could make it a tad easier for myself if I'm wearing the lanyard. So I tend to do that, carry it with me, but have it available if, for those times when I need to wear it. So it's not something I feel I want to wear all the time. Oh, look at me, I've got a hidden disability, because...
Yeah, I guess that's the other thing, isn't it? In a different sense, we are fortunate in that if we particularly wanted to, we can hide.
Yeah.
That. Yeah, we can on occasions pass for, as a word I'm trying to avoid.
Yes, the N word.
Yes, indeed. We can look like anybody else. I'll phrase it like that. Which sometimes I like, to be frank.
Well, exactly. I mean, we are. Yeah, that's a very interesting way of looking at it, because we are in a very, very fortunate position, because we can pick and choose, can't we, really?
Yeah.
We can pick and choose, right, do I need to have my disability on show or not? You know, so it's a way of unhiding a hidden disability by wearing that lanyard. So it's, a very useful thing. So it's not that we can pick and choose whether or not we have a hidden disability, because that would be nonsensical, but we can pick and choose. We can be a bit selective about whether or when we want it to be on show.
Yeah. Which I think, which not everyone thinks. Okay. But isn't it, I don't know whether frustrating is the right word, but I get frustrated when you can see that people don't understand it, when people kind of are watching you going, well, what's your problem?
Yeah.
What's your issue?
Yeah.
I wish I could communicate the nuances of navigating life with something like this to somebody without it. You know, I wish I could, in a way that they understand it on a instinctive level, rather than having to understand it at an academic level.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's,
I do, yeah. And it's like, you know, the thing with stairs for us.
Mm.
And so we have to really navigate those, and there's effort that goes into that, because I find as I get older, so I do get more fatigued, and I know we've discussed fatigue at length, haven't we, in the past. And so it's that, I think other people can't understand why we get so worn out so relatively easily. And it's because of all the effort that goes into walking along, eating our food, managing stairs, all of those things. So it does help, actually, to go back to the lanyard, does help to have that, you know, just to get that level of appreciation, if you like.
I think actually, in a way, I think you're connecting that to the last, I don't know, as we record this in, what are we now, October 2021, the last 18 months or so, last 20 months, you know, we the society has changed as a result of what's happened around the world, you know, from that battle, whatever it was in China, or however it started and whatever happened, you know, it has changed. I think it's kind of, it shown the flaws that we've got as a society, that we don't always appreciate differences and hidden issues. But actually, people have, overall, when I have seen people wearing this lanyard, I've never seen people get, maybe people can correct me on this, I've never seen any negative reactions to it.
Right.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't, have you seen any like that?
No, I haven't. No, I think generally speaking, I just see either indifference, which we're pretty much used to, or some level of understanding. You know, a bit of...
I mean, yeah, the number of people wearing the lanyard has increased.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Because I think I said this, but I genuinely don't... I must have been aware of the lanyard before the pandemic. I must have been. But if I was, it was on the very periphery of my consciousness.
Yeah, I wonder how many dyspraxic people are aware of it and aware of the fact that we can make use of it, because I think it's especially useful for us, you know, because we can voice our opinions and we can tell people about our dyspraxia if it's appropriate to do so. But that's just an instant way of saying, you know, I've got something, doesn't matter what it is, but a bit of space is needed here.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's valuable for that.
Because we don't always necessarily want to speak up and say something. We sometimes, it can be tough to do that. Whereas that little visual clue, I guess you could say, sometimes does take the place of needing to speak up.
Yeah, absolutely. And apparently you can get all sorts of other bits and pieces as well. You can get badges and things like this. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a lanyard, though I think the lanyard is probably recognised in more places now. But I've recently got a car sticker, a sunflower car sticker. And I got it because it's free. Such a cheapskate. But I thought, well, if I get one, I'm not absolutely sure under what circumstances it's going to be useful to me. But I thought, well, if I get one, then if the occasion arises, I've got it there to use. I mean, for somebody with a physical condition that may need medical attention, then it makes perfect sense, because if they're in a car and for whatever reason they can't speak, or, you know, then it's obvious to the emergency services that there is someone inside that car who needs attention, who has a hidden disability.
Yeah, who needs extra maybe understanding or something.
Exactly. So I don't know quite what the occasion would be when I'd need to use it.
No, I'm struggling to think of an example as well, but I take your point. They inevitably, there could be opportunity. It's not the same as a blue badge, I guess, because they're used for parking near places and stuff, aren't they? But
The blue badge thing. As a slight aside here, my mum has a blue badge and she doesn't drive, so it goes into my car when I take her somewhere. And oh dear, the number of times we've tried to park in a disabled parking bay and there's somebody there who doesn't have a blue badge, not displaying it. And we have to, because she's not very mobile at all, so I have to try and get her to walk a distance unnecessarily because somebody's been selfish. Yeah. So that is such a bugbear of mine. I really detest that.
Well, that's an unfortunate thing. Unfortunately, that selfishness does still exist, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It does, sadly. And especially when it's, I just have a little rant now. I've got the opportunity. But
ranting is good sometimes.
in our local shops, not too far from here, a parade of shops, there are two disabled parking bays. And on more than one occasion, I've been up there, they've both been taken by cars that don't have a blue badge that have still been there several hours later. Matthew.
For God's
sake. Honestly, if something's guaranteed to get my dander up, that's it. That is it. And especially if I'm trying to park so I can get my mum to the shop, I do get very frustrated by that.
And I wonder why. I do wonder what goes through that person's mind that makes a decision to park in that spot. Is it self-righteousness? Is it ignorance? They just don't think about it. Is it they think, well, no one will mind, no one will need it, because clearly disabled people only go out between 2 and 4 every other Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, is it...
It probably depends on the person concerned. Yeah, I'm sure it varies from one person to another, but I'm certain there must be an element of, I'll park as close to the shops as possible. I mean, interestingly or not, as the case may be, if I'm on my own, I tend to park away from the shops so that, because otherwise I wouldn't get much exercise. It's all exercise.
Fair point.
Anyway, that's a massive digression, isn't it, really?
But it does link in, though, because you think that I do wonder if for people who maybe see a lanyard, and we probably, people with lanyards maybe have experiences, people who see that person, that lanyard wearer, and tut or scowl as if to say, what do you need one of them for? What's your issue? And you think, well, are we really in a position, generally, this is my rant, are we really in a position in society where a person's got on a lanyard, all being well, let's hope, for the right reasons, and they've got a legitimate issue, which the vast majority, if not all people who wear on will have, Yeah. Are we in a position where we're going to start scowling and tutting and accusing people of faking it or whatever to get what special treatment to get? I don't know what to get with a lanyard wearer, but you know, why do we need to get frustrated or annoyed at people who wear one? And probably some people who are entitled to wear one don't wear one because they're worried about the reaction they'll get from other people.
Yes,
rambling, but I don't think that makes sense. It's
I think actually in that respect, the pandemic has helped because it has been prevalent. You know, so I think that's helped people to get used to the idea of seeing lanyards, which has to be a good thing on the whole.
Yes, yes, I agree.
But yeah, I think you're right. You know, I think that we're so, as a society, we can be so intolerant of others that a lanyard, a sunflower lanyard in particular, can be, why are you doing that? You know, or you're just an inconvenience to me, you know, because you're going to what are you going to get with that? You know, what's the point of it? And completely missing the fact that, well, a hidden disability means that we are struggling in some respects. And yeah, I don't wish to sort of paint dyspraxia as sort of very negative because it's not, you know, we know that.
No.
But there are things that take more energy, take more time, you know, and are more difficult for us to do, you know, and that's a fact of life. So I don't think it does any harm at all for us to say, well, actually, I've got every right to show other people that I do need a bit more time, a bit more understanding, you know, and if they don't like it, they can lump it.
They can shove off.
Exactly. So from our point of view, I would say that on the whole, the sunflower lanyard is a blooming good idea and I would recommend it.
Agreed. Definitely.
So
you made a very good point there, Barbara.
So thank you very much. So again, you know, I think anyone who is dyspraxic and is considering getting a sunflower lanyard, I would highly recommend it because mine has been very useful. You know, if only on that one occasion. Well, it's not even one occasion because the same person at the checkout was, oh, come on, hurry up. She wasn't saying, come on, hurry up, but her body language, her face, you know, everything except her mouth was saying, hurry up to me on several occasions. And it was intensely frustrating because I don't like being rushed when I'm having a bit of a struggle anyway. You know, I'm juggling things like, right, getting my money out, get my bag ready, because I go through this ritual. I don't know if you're the same, but if I'm in a supermarket queue, for example, I can, right, get my bag so that it's just on one arm, you know, one of the handles rather is on one arm, so the bag's open. Yeah. I've got my card out that I'm paying for, so I'll put that in my pocket so I can access it easily. And I go through all this stuff. So I prepare as much as I possibly can to minimize the amount of
time.
Yeah, and that's what our life consists of, you know, all this planning and plotting and getting things ready, and it's still difficult. So if anyone gets upset because I'm wearing my lanyard and someone at the checkout is being nice to me, then that is tough luck on them.
Because human kindness should not ever stop. I think people who forget that need their heads examined.
Yeah, precisely. And I think if the fact that people, well, not everybody, obviously, but a lot of people aren't as tolerant towards others as they could be or should be, then if the lanyard, the sunflower lanyard, goes some way to correcting that, then flipping good on them, I say. So I take my hat off to whoever came up with the original idea.
It's a blooming good idea, it really is. Yeah, kudos to them for thinking of it.
Definitely. So on that rather, what is it, happy note, is it?
Happy, passionate.
Yes, yes, very much so. So sunflower lanyards get a big thumbs up from the two dyspraxics.
Yes, endorsed by the two dyspraxics. They can put that on their website. Endorsed by the two dyspraxics.
Yeah, they should put that on their website. It's a badge of honour.
I'll drop them an email this afternoon and tell them.
Good for you. Yeah, I'm glad you've offered to do that because I wouldn't have bothered. But still, it's enough of my bone idleness. We won't go into that now.
On that
very happy but bone idle note, it's goodbye until next time. So it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
Bye.
Bye.